This is VOA News. I'm Diane Roberts. A European official says a second case of novel coronavirus has been confirmed among the staff at European Union institutions in Brussels, just hours after the first. The victim works in a security unit of the European Council, which represents EU member states, and is believed to have been in contact with a previous case in Belgium. South Korea reported more than 500 new corona cases Wednesday, as health officials said more than 2,000 people in the city hardest hit by the outbreak were waiting for open spaces in hospitals. South Korea plans to spend about $10 billion to counteract the economic impact of the outbreak. Observers say there's still a gap between U.S. President Donald Trump's comments on coronavirus and the public comments from members of the White House task force. AP's Jackie Quinn reports.
Coronavirus. We're really working hard on it.
President Trump's public comments seem a bit rosier than those of the experts. Federal health officials are issuing solemn warnings about the coronavirus. Yes, it will spread. No, there isn't adequate testing just yet, although they're making progress on distributing test kits. And no, there is no vaccine, and there won't be one for probably about a year, says Dr. Anthony Fauci, who was showing President Trump the lab at the National Institutes of Health. Republican Senator Lamar Alexander has advice for the president. Let the non-political public health officials do the talking. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
Olympic organizers say Japan will adjust the torch relay set to begin this month to prevent the spread of the new coronavirus. Also, the Japanese government has partially lifted an evacuation order for one of the towns emptied because of the Fukushima nuclear power plant disaster in 2011. All 7,000 residents of the town of Futaba were forced to evacuate after an earthquake-triggered tsunami swamped Fukushima. The torch relay area route has been added to this area.